Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade. Preeti Malik.
Leave me alone.
And Big Rossi.
I had a blocked toilet.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
I listen to it every day while I'm stuck in traffic from Sharjah to Dubai.
Thank you, sir. Right. Thank you.
This is the biggest show. The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's a Tuesday. No, it's a Monday morning.
Yes.
I got no idea what day it is because we've got it all off. We're off. That's it. This is like a Thursday morning right now.
Exactly.
Are we all feeling a little bit more energetic? I went to bed last night. I was like, oh, this is great.
I mean, I felt so energetic. I put eyeliner on. So,
wow.
You know it's a big day when the eyeliner comes out. So.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, it's Martyrs Day across the country today.
Commemoration Day, yeah.
100%. Celebrating our soldiers, should we say, across the UAE. So good morning to you. Good morning to everyone listening to us right now. Nala, Eddie in studio number 2, ready to go. Good morning, Pretty. How are you? What's up?
Yeah, just doing okay. Looking forward to the long weekend. The weather's been so good. Yes. I think it's going to be really nice.
It was cold last night.
It was cold. Yeah, I feel like you finally need a little bit of a sweater or something in the mornings or in the evenings. I went for a walk last night, and it was just so beautiful out. Like, it was
beautiful,
amazing.
Beautiful times. Ross, you ran 30 kilometers over the do I have to keep talking about it?
No, it's done now. It's boring me, to be honest. Okay. So. Although, Chris Moyles tweeted me yesterday saying, well done on your run.
Get out.
Now, people don't know who Chris Moyles is. A very small majority of people, should I say minority of people, would know Chris Moyles. Explain Chris Moyles.
He's a radio presenter in the UK, and he tweeted me saying, well done on your run, mate.
Did you tweet
at
him?
Yeah.
Stop tweeting at him. You look
I didn't. This is the first time I've ever tweeted him.
He's a radio guy in the UK that Ross is infatuated with.
No, I like him.
What did you tweet at him?
Because he's a Leeds fan and their football team beat my football team. So then he replied. I was happy about that.
How did he know you ran 30K?
My video that I posted on there.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So that was good, yeah, because I'm always talking about him. He's my second favorite radio DJ ever.
Who's your first?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it?
You.
Chris.
Oh.
Chris. Don't want him to get upset,
Chris.
Do I?
That's amazing.
Wow. All right, well, listen, we're going to have a fun, jam-packed show once again. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Your pop quiz returns as usual at 7:10. A couple of big guests joining us. A man that is Guinness World Record holder, traveling the most countries in the world at the youngest age.
Yeah.
James Asquith is going to be joining us. Plus, consider one of the funniest men in the region on TikTok, Basil Laughs. Very funny guy. I'm a fan of this guy. He's going to be joining us on the show as well. So let's get it all up and running right now. Who is awake? Who is up right now? We want you to be our first caller of the day. You know how it is. Our best callers are usually the first ones. Would love to take your call right now. 04-871-5544. I'll say it slower. I know. 04-871-5544. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Chris. Morning, Pretty. Morning, Rossi.
Look at
morning.
You.
Monday.
Wow. Happy Monday, like a Thursday.
I know that everyone's so happy this Monday for some reason.
So good. Best Monday vibes. What are you doing, Sarah?
On my way to Fit Republic to do my first CrossFit class there. So good. I'm excited. I'm there with my partner. We're going to bash the day out. It's a Monday.
Wow. I love
it. We've got a few days off. We've got to get on this, you know. And tomorrow's the first. I'm sure you'll be playing Christmas songs from tomorrow.
Sarah wants us to play Christmas songs from tomorrow. Okay, we'll note that down.
Well, Mariah Carey's back in the charts again, so you never know.
CrossFit, this is extreme of amount of energy going out at 6 o'clock in the morning. Have you got it ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I've been up since 5. Took the dog for a quick walk, and then we're here to go and, you know, kill it.
So good. What time do you go to bed?
I was going to die. About 9:30,
9:45. Oh, okay.
There we go.
What kind of coffee do you drink in the morning? Because I want what you're having.
I haven't had any yet, but I know. I'm just like this morning, unfortunately. A bit annoying, but...
No, not at all. The energy's amazing. Keep it up. Shout out to you and your partner. Go enjoy and smash that CrossFit class, all right?
Do it.
Okay, see you soon.
Bye-bye. Do a burpee for me. Amir. Hi, Amir. How are you?
Good morning.
Mate, well, you're on the way to work.
I am, yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a pharmacist.
Oh, look at you. Good. Always good to know a pharmacist.
Yeah, Chris is going to ask you lots of questions now.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are like sort of doctors.
I mean, yeah, they call us half doctors, but we've been really respected since the pandemic started, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, man, working in a pharmacy, it mustn't be easy. A lot of sick people coming in there. You must be protecting yourself, so thank you for everything that you've done, all the pharmacists across the country. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you still mix stuff at the back? Like, do you... You don't actually have to make the medicine. It's already made, right?
No. That used to be in the past. Now everything is ready-made. You just counsel the patient and give them what you need.
Yeah, like back in the day, old school, like, you know, they used to get, like, all the different whatever medicines and mix it together and say, okay, take this one. It's good that it comes now.
Mm. Yeah.
Last question. Medicines that have expiry dates, should we follow, like, are the expiry dates legit or do they just put it on there? Like, does medicine really go bad?
It depends. So tablets usually can stand for like 6 months more if the conditions are good. Mm-hmm. So if they're like in the fridge or the weather. But syrups, injections, yeah, they go bad.
Okay.
Oh,
there we go.
Good to know.
I mean, you're amazing, brother. Thank you so much. And finally, Ansi going for her run. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
You are up and about as well. Where are you off to run to?
I'm at the Nada Pond Park.
Another pond park.
That
nice.
Sounds nice.
Love that.
Yeah.
Have you got a sweater on? Is it cold enough for a sweater this morning?
Sorry?
Is it cold enough for a sweater this morning?
No. It's actually pretty good.
Mm, there we go. How many Ks are you doing?
I usually do a 6K.
6K.
Did you know that Rossi did 30Ks over the weekend? Were you aware?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Oh, you heard about that. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
I thought you would have entered the competition there. I did a competition where you could win a gym membership, but I didn't see your video.
Where at? Where was the gym membership at?
The gym where I train, Inner Fight.
Oh, a good gym, Inner Fight. Oh. Well, listen, you go enjoy your 6Ks.
Well done.
But just know that Rossi did 30, okay?
Hey.
Yes, definitely. Right. You guys have a great day.
Okay. Brady Malik's Gossip, powered by the OSN streaming app. Watch the latest movies and series from around the world and the region in your preferred language.
All right, what have you got for us, Pretty Molly?
Let's talk Grammys controversy first. Now, many have been questioning basically the authenticity of the Recording Academy's nomination process after The Weeknd failed to get any nominations for 2021, right? Which is just weird. He's had some of the biggest songs out. Well, Halsey also didn't score any nominations, and she went onto our Instagram story to basically accuse the Grammys of taking bribes, but in a very subtle way. She said, it can be about behind-the-scenes private performances, knowing the right people with just enough handshakes and bribes that can be ambiguous enough to pass as not bribes. She's basically saying that as long as you help the Grammys, they will help you. But as soon as you push back, you are shunned. And she said, I'm thrilled for my friends, but I'm sure this post is going to be blacklisting me from the Grammys.
I was about
Grammys
to say,
forever.
Yeah, she could be black. I mean, you want to go, but a lot of them are going at the Grammys the weekend. The Justin Bieber went at him, now Halsey. So there's definitely something there where they smoke their fire, they say, right?
Exactly. Mm. As they say, it just doesn't make sense, you know, when these big, big artists are not nominated. Moving on to your favorite, Chris.
Tell me.
It's a Pulp Fiction reunion.
Oh my gosh, my favorite movie of all time.
But I don't know how you would feel seeing them in this situation, because I feel like in Pulp Fiction they were like
bad boys,
but now John Travolta, Santa Claus, and Samuel L. Jackson's an elf who's helping him out.
Is this a new movie that they're doing?
No, this is a commercial. So this is a commercial in the States for Capital One, who's like banking, credit cards, and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So they got together. John Travolta is Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Samuel L. Jackson is helping Santa shop and save money while he's shopping for his elves at the same time.
Should we take a listen? I think we should.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Here we go. John Travolta and the one and only, the legend, Samuel L. Jackson.
All right, we got 9,000 tins of hot chocolate, 3,000 bags of marshmallows, 5,000 world's best elf mugs, and 3,000 bolo ties. Gifts for elves, check. Now I just need a dang coupon code.
Hold your reindeer, Santa.
Samuel, what's up?
I got a gift for you. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them. Just download it to your computer. It's free.
Whoa, look at that.
So, that get me off your naughty list?
Are you off the naughty words?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Why you gotta make it so hard? Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius.
Yeah.
What's in your wallet?
Sort of. Love all the reindeers, you know you're the as much as I love having them back together, it is sort of depressing that I know it's a banking commercial and not Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. I know. They tried to put in as many references to the movie as possible.
Yeah, just didn't work. Finally, real quickly, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has been delayed in filming.
Yeah, obviously because of COVID-19 concerns. So filming on season 11 has now been delayed. Mm-hmm. So if you were looking forward to that, I'm sorry, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I've got a lot of information for you, but it's everything that you need to know. I feel like this right now, what we're going to run through is what everyone is talking about or is going to be talking about. First of all, the Dubai Media Office has issued guidelines for the UAE, for us, for the citizens and residents during this week's National Day celebrations. Now, are you allowed to have people come over to your house? Everyone's a bit like, well, I don't know. Are you allowed to come over? Large family gatherings should be avoided. A maximum of 20 people are allowed in the home.
Okay.
See,
good to know.
I love the Arab culture.
Yeah,
because that's not large. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For my Aussie friends back home, they'd be like 15 people. They'd be like, oh, yeah, we had the biggest party ever. 15 people came
family
over.
Family party.
I love that we said no large family gatherings, but 20 people are allowed.
That's what? Normal.
Yeah, so 20 people maximum are allowed in the home. The official health and safety precautionary measures must be taken, guys. This includes always wearing a mask and practicing social distancing, and people should avoid those large public areas. Stay away from all the busy areas, right? That's one thing I think we all need to know.
Yeah,
the other thing, 11:30 today, commemoration day right now in the UAE. And at 11:30 today, us here at Virgin Radio, we're going to observe a 1 minute of silent prayer in honor of the heroes of the UAE. All right, that's 11:30 today. All right, make sure you pencil that one in. We're moving on. Things that I think you want to know.
Wow. Yeah.
Diwa.
Okay, yeah.
This is great for all of us if you're living in Dubai. The fuel surcharges for electricity and water in Dubai has been reduced by up to 33%.
Yeah.
It's in line with the directive of His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the UAE and ruler of Dubai. It's to increase the share of renewable and clean energy in Dubai's energy mix. Now, according to the Dubai Supreme Council of Energy, the revised surcharge for electricity is a 23% reduction.
Okay, amazing.
So 23% in electricity.
Of electricity from the water, it's 33%.
That's amazing.
All right,
that's
the good. Reduced charges will be applied on electricity and water bills from December 1st.
Tomorrow.
That's amazing. That's great.
Yay. We're going to be saving on our Diwa bills.
Yes.
Interesting enough, my Diwa bill was dramatically cheaper, and this hasn't been implemented yet. I was just doing the usual stuff, setting my air conditioning at 23, 24 degrees on auto, all right, turning all my water heaters off.
Yep.
Only turning them on when I needed it. Now, it was a bit of a hassle because you had to preempt when you're going to have a shower. You couldn't just get in.
You used to keep it on.
I used to always keep it on, yeah. So, okay. And, you know, I've got like 6 bathrooms at home, so it hurts.
Wow.
Yeah. So I turned them all off. Just doing that reduced my energy and reduced my bill by about 20%, which is fantastic.
Or just have a cold shower, in the morning.
True. That's good for you. Finally, what everyone's talking about. Did you see it? The Formula One driver, Romain Grosjean, if I'm saying that right. Did you see the accident in the F1?
Was so scary.
Unbelievable.
I couldn't believe what I saw.
How does someone walk away from that accident?
I have no idea.
The Frenchman is being treated only for burns in his hands. Now, if you haven't seen this, we're going to throw this video up on Chris Fade Show on our Instagram page. The x-rays came back. Not one fracture in his body.
Insane.
He says, I feel okay after the crash. Guys, if you haven't seen it, the car smashes at like, I don't know, 300 kilometers an hour. Burst into flames. He's stuck in the flames for about 10 seconds. The car splits into two.
It's just incredible for him to just walk away with burns.
This happened at the Bahrain Grand Prix. Now, this car split into two. I guess this you know, big shout out to the makers of these vehicles and their safety teams, because
exactly.
he sat in the ball of fire
and
he was okay.
Yeah.
Just his hands, some burns.
You don't realize, like, when you've met Lewis Hamilton, for instance, they're risking their lives
every day.
Every day.
Can
to
you believe it?
Level, like, yeah.
Like, have you ever gone? I've gone on a track here before, and they've taken me up to about 260 kilometers an hour. I wanted to get out and never get in one of those things again.
Yeah.
These guys are pushing the limits way past that.
Yeah.
Taking corners at 300 kilometers an hour.
Insane.
Crazy. So, well, they're the things that you need to know. So make sure you have it in. Don't forget, crowds of up no more than 20 in your house. All right, we're doing a minute of silence for commemoration day at 11:30 today. All right, make sure you get that one in. D was reducing their bills. And our F1 driver is doing A-OK. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
No, are you ready for it? Really?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas somewhat upon us. We're asking you what movies you must watch when it's Christmas. Like, what are your Christmas movies? I enjoy sitting next to the kids, getting them onto the movies that they've never seen before. And like, I'm like, guys, you got to watch this one.
Like classics you grew up with?
Just classics, yeah.
It's funny that you play this song as well. Last Christmas is a good one.
It is, what, movie-wise?
Yeah, it's set in London, and it's all around, you know, the band Wham.
Yeah.
Wham music in it. I think we had them, we were going to interview them one
You're
time.
You're right.
Yeah, but it's a good movie. It's pretty cheesy, but it's cute as well.
What's it called, The Last Christmas?
Movies. Last Christmas.
So we're asking you right now, 04871-55444-008 movies that you must watch. Oleg has called in. Oleg, you're 11. What movie should we be watching?
I think you should definitely watch Home Alone, Lost in New York.
Yeah.
Of course, the best one out of them.
Yeah.
Home, is that the OG? Is that the original one?
No, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yeah. Oh, you saying that's better than the original?
Yeah, the New
really?
York one is the best one.
Nah, the original
Oleg
in the
knows.
House.
Oleg knows.
Oleg, you think the number 2 Home Alone is better than the original?
Yes, definitely.
See, Lost in New York is way better.
Donald Trump's in Home Alone too.
Really? All right, put it on, put it down there, Home Alone. Claire, what's your movie that you think we should be watching?
It's definitely Die Hard 2.
Die Hard 2.
The ultimate Christmas movie.
Why is that classified as a Christmas movie, Claire?
Because it's got snow. You know, it's John McClane's at the airport in the snow. It's Christmas, basically.
It's Christmas.
So.
100%.
A little bit of shooting with guns on your Christmas. Die Hard 2.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, obviously. Lindsay, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good movies we should be watching for Christmas. Give me one.
Medical on 34th Street.
Yeah.
Oh, love that movie.
That's
so supposed
to be like one of the best Santas going, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's brilliant. It's such a good movie. It's such a feel-good movie. It's always got a happy ending.
Yeah, fair enough. I agree. I agree with that one, Lindsay. Heather says Elf. Elf.
For sure. Classic.
Goes without saying.
Will Ferrell. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
I got to say, hold on. You're one of your favorites on the phone right now. Jersey John, hello.
Jersey John.
First of all, what is that guest saying that it snows that makes it a Christmas movie? That's crazy. But my favorite movie is Ebenezer Rossi.
What's an Ebenezer?
Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Are you saying I'm tight, Jersey John? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that you just put everybody, you bring everybody down. So I think that's perfect.
Stop being the Grinch, Jersey John.
Oh my gosh.
Jersey John, you're amazing, mate. Thank you.
No, he's not.
Always amazing.
Talking about the Grinch, that's a brilliant one. 2018 Grinch.
Put that in there.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do we need to watch?
You should probably re-watch every Marvel movie made. It's not Christmassy, but it's just a good movie.
I like
Fair
the way
enough.
You think. Yes.
Apparently
Fair enough. On Disney Plus, on OSN, they've got them all in order at the moment.
You can watch all the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. No matter what you're doing this Christmas, we're glad to be celebrating it with you here in the country.
Yes.
A little bit of this, come on.
Eyes in every store.
Money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank World MasterCard Credit Card. Get up to 10% cash back on supermarkets and 3% cash back on domestic spends. Pay safe. Go contactless. Apply now for the world. TNCs apply.
Yeah, David, you got through. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? You ready to take our money?
Oh man, I seriously hope so. I do pretty well every morning.
Okay. Yeah, but now it's different.
Let's see.
Now you're on the radio. It's supposedly harder.
Yeah.
It's harder when you're on air. So let's see how you go. What do you do, David?
Well, a few things, but engineering manager for a survey company and a yacht captain.
Oh, a yacht captain as well. Gosh, you got to. Now, you sound British, but you sound Australian as well.
South African, I'm saying.
Really? No, where are you from?
I've heard it all. I've heard Canadian. I've heard everything. No, I'm an Aussie.
Aussie,
but,
yeah.
But I had an expat upbringing, so.
There we go. I like that.
Yeah, weird accent.
Yeah, get that. You're going to sound how my children may sound when they grow up, because they've got this
from
weird.
The world.
Yeah, this universal accent going on. Okay, plans for the long weekend? Anything locked in yet?
Long weekend? No. We just had, like, I've got four kids, and we're on school run at the moment.
Hey, they're on the school run! Well, listen here, Dad. Let's get it going right now. Four kids, bit of cash here from Rack Bank would help a lot, I'm sure. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
All right.
Good luck.
I'm ready.
Good luck. He's ready to go. This is David, everyone.
Come on.
60 seconds on the clock, David. Your time begins right now. Who starred in the movies Jumanji and Rampage?
Dwayne Johnson.
How many Grammys was The Weeknd nominated for this year?
Four.
Which came first, the iPod or the iPhone?
iPod.
True or false, table tennis was invented in Great Britain?
True.
Which Fast and Furious star passed away in 2013?
Michael, Stephen, somebody.
What is the currency of Australia?
A dollar.
Which 1996 basketball movie starred Michael Jordan?
Pass.
Who is older, Ed Sheeran or Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie.
True or false, Chris Pratt starred in Avengers Infinity War?
True.
What rapper's real name is Austin Richard Post?
Drake.
How many Grammys was The Weeknd nominated for this year?
Two.
How many Grammys were The Weeknd nominated for this year?
Three.
No, it was none. It was none. It was a big controversy. Six hundred dirhams is all yours.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Yeah, Dad.
I'm so stoked.
Did all right, mate. Did all right. Yeah, no Grammys for the weekend. That's the huge controversy going on right now. Paul Walker passed away, unfortunately, in that
that's right.
Porsche accident. Space Jam is the movie. You knew that one, but you couldn't get to it. And what rapper's real name is Austin Richard Post Malone. Yeah.
Right.
I emphasize the post for you. I was trying to help you out, man.
Yeah, I did.
All of a sudden, I feel like you just turned really Australian,
yeah,
David.
I know. David, enjoy it. Do what you got to do. Enjoy it with the four kids and have a great long weekend, all right? Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. You guys are awesome.
Love you, David. TikTok, have you heard of it? It's an app.
What's that, Chris?
It's this thing. A lot of people are on it, doing stuff.
Yeah.
We've got one of the guys from the region who has really owned TikTok. He's doing such a great job. I'm a fan of his. I came across his page and I instantly liked it and then started to follow, and I just thought, oh, I love this content. He goes by the name of Basil Laughs. He's got more than 2.7 million followers on TikTok. He'll be a guest star in the season 3 in a Netflix show called Platform. Please welcome to the show, it's Basil!
Yay!
Hey guys, hello.
So where are you yet? Is this your home? We're Zooming right now, so either you're watching or just hearing it on the radio, but it looks like you're at home.
Yes, I am. I'm in my business bay. This is my sister's home.
Is
she
it?
Lives here. I just hijacked the whole flat.
Does she like reindeers and deer, it looks like? Is she a fan of...
Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah, because of those paintings. Yeah, she's got animals everywhere, all around, you know. Paintings, models, molds, everything. Even in the toilets, there's like little small elephants. I don't know why she likes those, but yeah.
Interesting. So you grew up in the UAE?
I grew up in Abu Dhabi, yeah. I was born and raised in Abu Dhabi.
Oh.
You became TikTok famous when? When did you become TikTok famous?
I started TikTok around January this year.
I started last year, and you've got
2.7 million.
I started last year, and I've got like 300,000, and not even, yeah. I think. And you started in January and you have 2.7 million. What are you doing that I'm not?
He's funny.
I don't know, Chris. I think people just really like my energy when I'm doing these videos, you know? Like, it's just I keep shouting, I keep raging for stupid reasons, and people use like just dislike that. So I just kept doing it.
Yeah, your Basil laughs on TikTok, and yes, there is something about the way that you deliver your content, which is really, really funny.
Yeah.
As I said, I became a fan. I started following you. Here's a bit of a snippet of Basil. Have a listen here.
Do you even believe? Of course you do. I'm telling you. This is how Brussels sprouts grow. They're basically like the chicken pox on plants. There's a chance of you dying on the way to get a lotto ticket than winning the lotto ticket. Stupid dummy wasting his money. The famous Adele song, Hello, Is It Me You're Looking For, is originally by Lionel Messi, Lionel Richie. You can't breathe and swallow at the same time. And your nose, don't choke, listen. Your nose inhales from one side at once. Then they substitute every several hours, like football players. Stop tripping out on yourself, let me talk. These stickers are edible, like you can eat them. If you fold the paper 42 times, it has the power to travel to the moon. How will you send it? That's your problem.
I love it.
I mean, and this is just, you have hours of this type of content. Do you write the content yourself? Are you getting it from the net? Like, how do you do it?
Well, it really depends. So if basically, like, the one you just played is green screened, right? So I just get the facts, and then I just play around. I just really just put my phone on and I just start talking. If I like it, I keep it. If I don't, I switch it up.
What video exploded for you? Was there one video that made you TikTok famous that you were like, wow, this is great?
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually not a video. It was a series. It was something I kept doing. It was called Biggest Fails. Mm. I would just get construction fails, like toilet fails, anything that just failed. And as soon as I said, everybody went crazy.
I just kept going,
you know.
You get requests from people to actually say the word, right?
Yeah, because it's like an international language as a baby. Everybody knows what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what advice do you give someone getting onto TikTok right now? What advice would you give them?
Don't do the things that you think are going to work only because of what you're watching. Don't consume stuff and just believe that that's what I'm going to do. Do what you like. Enjoy what you love. The fame is going to come no matter what if you really believe in it. Manifest it in a way where you just do exactly what you're skillful at. Don't go anywhere else.
And tell us about this Netflix show that you're going to be in.
Well, they launched a competition on TikTok, and it's called The Platform.
Mm-hmm.
And they launched a competition. They said, hey, guys, we want to get somebody from TikTok. And because I'm an aspiring actor, I just believe that I can get, I want to do it.
Mm.
So I auditioned, and I think I got it. They called me in, and they said, hey, we want you to come for the shoot. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm jumping on a flight right now. And that's why I'm here right now.
That's amazing, man. Well, if you need any acting advice, Rossi and I, we're part of a band called Duvet.
Yes.
And we're a band, but we were budding actors in LA. He was like Affleck and I was like Damon back in the mid-90s. Oh. Yeah. So if you need any acting advice, give him a little bit right now, Ross. Give me a dramatic, sad moment in a scene. Go.
I can't believe you swiped away from me on TikTok.
See that, mate? That's class right there.
He felt it, Ross.
You felt it. Yeah, that's good.
Basil Laughs is the TikTok handle. If you are not on TikTok, get on it. It's a lot of fun. You don't need to consume it like everyone else thinks you need to consume it. You do what you want with it. He is Basil Laughs, and there's a reason why 2.7 million people on TikTok follow him. It's because he does make you laugh. Basil, keep doing what you're doing, bro. We are proud of you, and inshallah, we'll get you in the studio once this pandemic is over.
Thank you so much. I just want to say, guys, like, Virgin Radio was my go-to radio even since I was in high school. I love you guys. This is probably the most impactful thing in this career change that's happening, for me to be on this radio. I love you guys so much. Thank you for having me.
Well done, Baz. We love you as well, mate. Well done. Make us feel old as well. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You got in trouble with your daughters, Chris?
Oh, man. I missed the, you know, it's parent and teacher meetings yesterday, and I booked it in.
Mm.
And now, welcome to 2020. You're booking it in all on Zoom. It's all these Zoom meetings. Seven teachers to meet. Did it from 3 o'clock onwards, 3 p.m. And then it was like 3 p.m., 3:10, 3:20, 3:30, 3:40, 3:50, 4 o'clock, 4:10. So it just slipped my mind. I thought I had done everything.
Aww.
I was exhausted yesterday after the show. And so I did a training session, went to the gym, yada, yada. And then I got into bed, I thought, oh, I'll just do a 30-minute power nap. And I got into bed around 2:45.
Uh-oh.
Woke up at 3:15. And you know when you just realize you forgot something, but you know it was too late?
The panic.
Big panic. I was like, Nurse! Quickly get on the Zoom. Hurry up. Let's go. So we caught up with all the other teachers that we hadn't missed, but there were three that we had missed.
Uh-oh.
So I just dialed into this Zoom meeting. Two of them thankfully answered. And there I am like I'm very, very sorry. It was 100% my fault, miss. I'm very sorry it won't happen again.
Back in school.
Felt like I was back in school again.
In trouble with the teacher.
Always when you're doing a parent-teacher interview, you feel like as a parent, you're back in school. But got through them. Only didn't get to one. Uh-oh. One teacher I didn't get to.
So what's going
to
happen with that?
I don't know.
What subject was it?
It was geography. She's doing good. Important. She's doing good in geography. Yeah, so it's not important. I spoke to the French teacher and I was late for that one. I was like, bonjour, je suis désolé.
Wasn't happy. You're trying to like soften her up.
Trying to soften her up with the three words that I know in French.
Didn't.
But they were all good. But I put a post on my Instagram yesterday, which legit, like, shout out to all the teachers in the schools because it's been such an unusual year and I feel like they're taking it a little bit easier on the students as well. Just making, like, you know, usually there's a lot of pressure, I feel like, on students to perform in their exams and all that. And I'm just saying that it's not like there isn't pressure there, but I feel like we all are under the same understanding as parents understand the teachers, teachers understand the parents, right. Students understand the, like, we all understand each other that this is just a weird year. I just applauding all the teachers and all the students who have just got through it this year. But have you had to do a parent and teacher interview night yet?
I don't do them.
Oh, Liz does it. You don't even get involved.
I can't remember. I've been to one.
Why don't you do that?
He's such a hands-on dad. Rossi has been trying to order breakfast for us since 6:25 this morning.
Sorry, yep. I just had to order for the world's most annoying man.
Oh, Eddie, he's talking about you there. Why?
Well,
why
you as well?
Whoa, bro. Like, this how you doing me now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Well, no, because Eddie he's saying, I want an omelette, Spanish omelette, but I don't want this, and this.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that stuff. What do you want me to do?
Just take it out yourself.
What? They're going to mix it in.
What's that got to do with the order? I mean, you've been trying to get this at 6:25 this morning. You've been ordering. It's now 8:05. What's up?
I've got some good news for you. I think it's downstairs.
Go get it, Russ. Put us all in a good mood.
Yeah.
49 years of this gorgeous country, the United Arab Emirates. We're celebrating it, obviously, with our break that we'll have commencing tomorrow. UAE National Day, 49 years. And we're saying thank you to the UAE. We've been saying thanks for the last few weeks as well.
This is all powered by Zoho, Pure Line, Amity University, Dubai, Emirates Airline, Hot Pack Global, and Gargash Mercedes-Benz. Amity University, Dubai, by the way, offering over 40 undergraduate, postgraduate, and PhD programs. Admissions open in January.
Okay, so listen, we want to hear from you. This week and today, this morning, we want to talk about hidden gems in the UAE. What is your hidden gem?
It could be food, it could be somewhere to visit, it could really be anything.
Could be a hotel.
Yep.
Could be a restaurant, a play area, a fun park, I don't know, you know. What's your hidden gem in the UAE? Taking your calls right now, 0487155444. All right, 0487155544. What is your hidden gem in the UAE?
Here's a few that you can think about, and maybe you can visit these over the long weekend. There's something called the Stairway to Heaven in Ras Al Khaimah. It's a mountain trail that's near the Oman border, but you have to be a little bit more like used to hiking trails to take it. But it looks beautiful. Sure. You can also check out the Al Wathba fossil dunes in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, we went to the Al Wathba area.
Did you go to the fossil dunes?
No.
So it's a 30-minute drive from downtown Abu Dhabi, and it's really, really beautiful. If you're in Dubai, you can check out the Russell Core Wildlife Sanctuary.
The fossil dunes. It looks like Mars, basically, I think.
Really? Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, you're right. The Ras Al Khaimah Wildlife Sanctuary is just a few minutes from Dubai Mall.
Love that.
Which is, I know you take your kids there all the time. And Moon Island in Dubai as well.
Can I ask you something? Back to the what was the one before that? The
Al Wathba fossil dunes?
No. The one where you take your daughter.
Where you see the flamingos.
How do you get in there?
You know, is it Al Khail Road or something? There's a slip road on the right there. And then you can go into the bird watching area.
But you go in there with someone? Like it's a company that does it, or you just on your own doing it?
I've never actually been in. I just drove around illegally around the sand.
So, it's open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday to Thursday, and entrance is free.
Awesome. Hidden gems in the UAE. We love this country, right? Cherry, what's your hidden gem?
It's Jebel Jais.
Jebel Jais, yeah. Yes, Jebel Jais nice. Is amazing.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful.
You go there often?
I've been there once, and it's really amazing. I can see UAE, and it's overlooking Oman and UAE.
100%. It's such a gorgeous area. Alzana, you've got a hidden gem, a restaurant in the country.
Hi, yes. It's called Arabian Tea House.
Oh, I love that place.
A lot of people know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially the one which is located in Old Dubai.
Mm. Where is it? Old Dubai.
Old Dubai, yeah. It's in Poor Dubai next to Al Seif.
Mm-hmm.
So I just love it. Like, I would always have like a lunch there closer to sunset, and then I just go to Al Seif, grab a coffee, and the area reminds me of a combination of, like, you know, old Dubai and old Istanbul because of the
That's
sunset.
Beautiful. So beautiful. Pretty and Rossi, you guys know this place.
The Arabian Tea House, it's great for your relatives when they come.
Totally.
There's two, actually. There's one, you know, the mall on Beach Road?
Mm-hmm.
There's one there, and then there's the one that's in the old souk next to the museum.
Do they have coffee?
There's one in Sharjah as well, actually.
They have coffee?
They have, because it's a just tea house. No, they do. They have coffee.
Nikita, you've got another restaurant that you love. What is it? What's your hidden gem in the UAE?
It's such a beautiful place called Beit Mariam. It's run by a mom and her daughter and has a hint of the grandma.
Oh,
she paints it with the hand painting, and she cooks herself. She gets her own animals, and everything she does by herself. And such amazing food.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It's called Beit Mariam. It's a restaurant as well.
In JLT.
Elena, what's your hidden gem here in the UAE?
Hi, morning. My gem is the people, all the people in the UAE.
Oh,
that is beautiful. You're saying we as the people, the population of the UAE, we're the hidden gems.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
So sweet.
I think we've got a good, you know, 99.9% of us. You know, 99.9% of us are doing it right, and I think we are hidden gems. I totally agree with you.
You have everything.
It is that moment to say thank you to the UAE and all those gorgeous hidden gems. Okay, Rossi, we're playing topic tennis here. Explain how it all works and what we're doing.
Okay, so phone guy Eddie is going to give us a topic.
Okay. Right?
Then it's going to go from Chris to Pretty to me.
Mm-hmm.
We have to say the word related to that topic within the music.
Okay.
Does that sort of explain?
This is the music that we use.
Yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
it just stops for a moment, and we've got to give that answer.
Correct. Yeah. It's, you know, it's what relating, I mean? Relating to the topic that's given to us. You can't repeat an answer, and obviously, if you stumble or you pause or you don't give that answer within that break, mm-hmm. you're out.
I mean, this game is stolen. I'll be honest with you.
Where did you steal this one from?
From Dick and Dom.
Who's that?
TV presenters in the UK. Children's TV presenters.
So are we playing a children's TV game show?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. The music's ready to go. Phone Guy Eddie's ready to go. Welcome to Topic Tennis. Hello,
all right,
Eddie.
Since we're commemorating the UAE, I want you to name me suburbs in Dubai.
Ooh. Suburbs in Dubai. In Dubai. Starting Pretty, Rossi, then me. Go.
Oh, me first. Okay. Mankul.
Jumeirah.
Al Basha.
Al Quds.
Al Safa.
JLT.
Media City.
Manara.
Media City?
I just said that.
Oh. But you said Internet City.
Nope.
He was so confident.
He was so happy.
Said, I even did my hands. I went Media City.
Yeah, no, I thought you were going to say Knowledge Village.
I thought she said Internet City. That's what I... And I was going to say Internet City, but then I thought she said it. So I said, I'll do Media City.
You got to concentrate, Chris.
One more time, I'm out. So am I out completely? Are you guys going at it?
You guys can decide. What do you want to
do? Give Pretty and Rossi a go on their own. Let's see what they got.
All right, here we go.
All right, new topic right now.
Sport brands. Go.
What does that mean?
Sports brands.
Okay, sure.
Okay, good luck.
Okay.
I'll need it.
You're good, Pretty, go.
Nike, like that?
Yep.
Okay.
Fila.
Reebok.
Adidas.
Puma.
Gola.
What's that? Vans.
LA Gear.
He does that all the
Converse?
Time.
Converse.
High tech.
I don't know anything else. Oh, Asics.
Mm.
New Balance, was it? New Balance.
Yeah,
New Balance.
What do you mean? New you ran Balance. A marathon in New Balance shoes.
I remember those guys. Yeah. You could have said Under Armour as well.
Yeah, there's so many.
Oh, no.
So many. There it is. Topic tennis. Thank you, guys. I can't believe I lost that. Damn.
Yep.
Damn, Chris. 5 days off. Five days off. What are we doing? We are coming together as a show, as a community, as a family, to work out what everyone's going to be up to.
Yeah.
Now, Majdi, what are you doing?
Morning, everyone. How's everything?
We are doing very well. What are the plans for the weekend? What have we got?
We are heading the way tomorrow morning to Abu Dhabi, Yas Island, to spend the first day in Yas Water Park, second day, Warner Brothers,
ooh.
Third day, the safari area.
Love it.
So it's like doing internal tourism inside the country.
Yep, good on you. Yeah, good for the parks, good for the country, and good
so
for
good.
You guys. You're going to experience all the, like, those parks are absolutely amazing.
Mm.
Brew, what are you up to? 5 day break. What have you got planned?
Morning, Chris, last BB. Oh my God!
Yeah. Yay.
Energy. Love it.
So I'm going to wake up early tomorrow and I'm going to get a surfboard and a surf cafe and then I'm going to go paddleboard into Kite Beach.
Oh, wow. Okay. Paddleboarding.
Yeah. And then probably the next day, I'm going to go to E-Card Zabil, and I'm going to whoop my friends at E-Carding. Ooh, yeah, did I say that?
You did. They're coming for you now.
Okay.
We've got the electric go-karts there at the Zabil place, which is super cool. I've never
That's
done that
awesome.
Yet.
That's awesome.
Haven't done that
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, all the tennis, yeah.
Good on you. You enjoy that. It's going to be amazing. Sally, you're working. You don't have any of the time off.
No, I don't, Chris. Oh, we're working.
Aww. What do you do? What do you do that you got to work over the holidays?
Actually, I work as a contact center agent. We do customer care services.
Okay. All right. So you got to do customer service. Everybody always wants it. We're thinking of you, Sally. We're thinking
yeah,
of you.
Yeah.
Freya, what are your plans? 5 days off. What have we got going on?
Oh, I'm heading down to Aventura Park. In Mushroom Park.
Great place, Aventura. That's where
you've
climb.
Been there,
yeah,
right?
You climb all the ropes and you do all that sort of stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's set in the Gaftree Forest, so it's stunning view.
It is nice. Beautiful. Mushroom Park right there, it's gorgeous. Actually, Mushroom Park as well is just a gorgeous place if you want to go hang out. You've got the astronomy club that I went to there recently as well.
You've got the little houses for the kids with different nationalities. It's great. And all of the planes fly over. You really, really love
it. You get to see them. There's so much in this country to do. Celebrate it and enjoy it. And whatever you do, do it safely. Virgin Radio 104.4. Hello, it's the Chris Fade Show across the country, talking countries. How about we talk 196 of them? Because we have on with us right now the youngest person to visit all 196 countries in the world. He's a British traveller, an author, an investment banker. He is James Asquith. Hello.
Hello, good to be on again. Thanks for the awesome intro as well.
Mate, always always good to chat to you. You were renowned for being one of the travellers of the world, 196 of them. You're the youngest person to ever do it. Firstly, amazing. Congratulations. Secondly, have you coped throughout COVID? Have you been travelling?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all of us have had to cope in various ways. Back in March, when the walls were closing in everywhere, I was like, where am I going to actually stick for a month or two? So I actually came to Dubai during the full lockdown here. But since then, yeah, I've kind of started to move around a lot. Most of it, well, it's all for work. So yeah, it's been interesting and weird and completely different as you'd expect. But, you know, I remember being in Abu Dhabi airport in May and it was just, there was no one, not a single human being. And then kind of going through airports progressively, seeing a few things come back to life has been pretty nice and interesting. But yeah, I've been doing quite a lot of moving around.
So, I mean, you've obviously seen the change when boarding a flight. What's the biggest change you've seen now that you're traveling? And, you know, a lot of us haven't traveled in the year, but you are doing it now on a weekly basis. You were jumping on flights, you're going to airports. What's the biggest change?
There isn't actually, it doesn't feel that much different. I mean, you know, very much how it's similar for all of us day-to-day life, where you walk out of the house and you forget your face mask and you're like, oh, you know, it just kind of, a lot of it feels pretty standard already. Mm-hmm. So quickly now. The only change is more stupid people at airports, I guess, than there was before. And if that was even possible, it's, you know, where we as humans just seem to get lost in an airport terminal and planes and all normal things that should happen just go out the window.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been magnified now even more so. And you just got people standing around being like, I have no idea what to do. It's a little bit more kind of wild west in airports.
Would you recommend people to travel, like from your experience? Would you tell people, listen, let's get it back out there again. If you've got to go on a plane, feel free, feel safe. Do you feel that?
I mean, this is a super tough one, right? Because again, I've been traveling for work all the time and I haven't actually gone out and done the you know, vacation thing really. So I wouldn't necessarily give people advice on if they should, but you know, I know from a ton of stuff that people read, you know, on HEPA filters and stuff like that on planes, it's pretty safe, safer than being in a restaurant, arguably being on an aircraft. So I think there's a pretty responsible way to do it. I think I've had 37 COVID tests and taken 75 international flights since March and COVID. So, you know, there is a responsible way to do this. The only thing that I've really kind of been pretty vocal about since the start is that an economic impact is a health impact as well at the same time. So, you know, weak economy, weak healthcare system, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't want to go into it on a massive rant, but the point is, look, you know, you've got to look at the economy as not just people's wealth. It genuinely is people's life expectancies as well. So you can't just say, oh, we'll keep travel and aviation, which employs hundreds of millions of people to one side. So long answer, short, to an extent, yes, depends on your situation. But
okay.
James, you're a frequenter of the first class cabins very, you know, often. Why do you dress up in these weird outfits from astronauts to various other outfits? What's all that about?
The dressing up thing only started recently, actually. It was a mocking of the hazmat suits that you sometimes see on planes, which, again, I think it's unhealthy in terms of a visual of the industry. It scares people. If people see people in hazmat suits getting on planes because they now think that's normal, I think that discourages people to travel even more. So, you know, I was kind of mocking the hazmat suit people and I decided to wear an astronaut outfit with a giant helmet on a plane, which obviously got a lot of weird looks. And then since then, I just kind of weirdly kept going and took a couple of others on there just for a laugh. And it's amazing to see people turning around and say, look, this makes my day. It makes me less scared of wanting to fly. And just me being a bit of an idiot makes them kind of smile a bit. So
it's good being an idiot sometimes, though. We do that. I like it. You and us, we're sort of similar here. We both own Guinness records, and you know, we also have our own record, which we've got recently. James, you have one for being the youngest person to visit every sovereign country in the world. We have it for playing a game of Tilt a Cup.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We are pretty much on the same. Okay.
I think I saw that, actually. That's awesome. Congratulations for the Tilt-A-Cup win.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was hard. We you know, we really struggled, but we made it.
Have you got one of those Guinness plaques thingo that they gave you? Did you get that?
Yeah, I think I had to pay for it, actually, to be honest. I don't think that comes as a stand of free. I think they're like, yeah, hand us an extra, you know, $30 for a certificate.
Oh, yeah, we got it for free, didn't we, guys?
Yeah, we did.
Steady
on. Well, okay, you know, I guess you guys have a more prime record. And then they were like, yeah, if you want it sent in non-bendable cardboard, then that'll be an extra $30.
Well, of course, you can afford it, James.
Yeah,
anyway,
mate, you're flying first class everywhere. Well done. Listen, always great to have you on. Again, the youngest person to visit 196 countries in the world. Real quickly, you created a Holiday Swap, which I love. Give us a quick rundown of what this app is about, Holiday Swap.
If it's really quick, think Travel Tinder. Instead of your house or your apartment is your profile on there, and you match up and you exchange with other people. So it's kind of true exchange economy. You don't pay for accommodation, and it's been pretty interesting for us the last few months. And you know, we're going to continue to push and grow and offer people a ton of stuff to do elsewhere that are coming out of lockdowns.
Download the app, Holiday Swap. I love it. What a magnificent idea that is. He's magnificent as well. James Asquith, if you were ever in first class and you see an astronaut, just know it is James. Thank you for your time, brother. Stay safe. Thank you.
Guys, appreciate it as always. Great chatting.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us for your Monday. That is it for us for the week. That's it. Long weekends. Five days.
This
is good. What are the plans? What do you guys got going on?
Sleep.
Really?
No alarms.
Come on now. What do we get? This is beautiful. Weather is gorgeous.
I don't want to plan anything.
Okay.
I just want to take it like day by day.
I'm going to get some workouts in. I'm going to go down to the beach. Even if I don't swim, I think the water's a little colder, but I want to get down to the beach area. I feel nice just near the water, right?
It was so nice last weekend when I did that, so I really recommend it.
Listen, many celebrations happening across the country. Obviously, social distance yourself. Look after yourselves. We read it off earlier on. No more than 20 people gathering at your homes.
Yeah.
All right, so please look after yourself. Wear your mask anyway when you're doing it. 11:30 today, it happens. Don't forget, today is commemoration day.
Yes.
So we are doing a minute of silence, all right? A minute of silent prayer in honor of the heroes of the UAE. We'll do that at 11:30, okay? Sheena will look after that. Have a great, long, safe weekend, whatever it is that you're doing. God bless you. God bless your family. From myself, Chris Faye, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guidey, and Nala, wear your seatbelts. Yalla bye.